And here is your lesson I story. Albert of the Desert. Albert worked all day selling shoes in a women's shop on the major street in his town. But when things were quiet, he lived a very different life in his mind. In that life, he sold guns to people in the desert who wanted to be free. In that life, in his mind, Albert was driving a truck to camps far away in the desert sand. He dressed in cotton to be cool. He followed charts to search for faraway spots in the desert. He would enter their camps and deal with the chiefs until they liked his terms. In that event, they would spread out fresh food and ask him to eat. Dancing girls gathered around him. Albert thought this was a life he was born for, but this different life was sometimes the opposite of being born. There were also many chances to be dead. Sometimes another company also wanted to sell their guns. Currently, in this life in his mind, the other company told their men with guns to block his deal. They took his truck and he ran into the desert. He had to invent some way to keep on living. In the shop, Albert shined the shoes and lifted them to eye level. Then there was the noise of a bell at the door of the shop. The very heavy wife of the owner walked in. "Are you the only one here at 3 o'clock?" she asked. "No," Albert thought. "I am really in the desert trying to stretch a quart of water until my company sends help." But he said, "Yes, may I help you?" "Show me a yellow swimming suit, and find a yellow hat to go with it." Albert showed her several yellow swimming suits that would fit such a thick body, and a yellow hat to fit her wide head. He was very good at his job. "And throw in some of the yellow shoes with that, size 9. She looked at all the yellow shoes he had just shined and pointed to a few. "Give me those to try on, and those," she continued, "and those, oh, and those as well." He carried out several boxes of yellow shoes from the back with size 9 printed on them. A very large foot as well, thought Albert. When she decided on the shoes, he said, "And how will you be paying?" The owner's wife was standing there. Her eyes were like ice in the meat of her face. "I own all this property," she said. "You just work here. Perhaps, if I allow it." Albert watched the heavy woman hurry out of the shop. It was okay. He was going back now to the desert where he could be free. And these are the words for story I. Allow, block, born, camp, chance, chart, company, continue, cotton, current, dead, deal, desert, enter, event, fresh, gather, gun, hat, invent, level, lift, major, noise, opposite, print, property, quart, search, sell, send, shine, shoe, shop, spot, spread, stretch, suit, swim, term, throw, truck, wife, yellow. And those are your words for Story I.